Ah, there. Our cat's full of hay now. We must go back to the castle.
My throat's drier than if I'd spent a day in the desert. Look, here comes a horseman. Oh, he looks as if he's in a hurry.
You, over there. Where is Sir Mordred's castle?
Oh, it's about 2 leagues from here.
Sir Mordred is our master. We're taking hay back to his castle.
Very well, then. Would you like to earn a purse of gold?
I'm certainly not going to refuse the chance of earning one.
Well, if that's the case, let me hide under your hay so that I can get into the castle.
So you've got a secret appointment.
Now, listen to me. This is what you must say. You must say that...
Here come those peasants with the hay.
They've got a magnificent horse with them.
Where did you get that horse? Oh, let me explain, sir. We'd just finished getting the hay when a knight came up to us.
And he says to us, he says, my name is Sir Lancelot, and I want to go to Sir Mordred's castle.
And we told him that nobody was allowed in without a secret pass.
When we told him this, he got very angry and said that he'd get into the castle all the same.
Then he started to wave his arms, and then he fell from his horse right under the wheels of our cart. He was killed straight away.
Our poor man. And that's how we came to get this horse.
You couldn't have brought me better news.
Don't be too soon in your rejoicing, Mordred.
Lancelot!
I have come to find the reason of your treacherous crime. Defend yourself!
This time you will die.
Lancelot, my brave knight.
I shall save you, your majesty, never fear.
Give me a sword.
Leave it to me, Cahadin. Don't deprive me of the pleasure of killing him myself. So you really insist on being killed.
Are you wounded, Sir Lancelot?
It is nothing, your majesty. If you still believe in God, Mordred, recommend your soul to his mercy.
Lancelot, I leave myself in your mercy.
Your crime is one that cannot be pardoned. You deserve to die.
Spare him. The king shall decide his fate.
I spare you, Mordred, because the queen has asked me to. But you must all stay prisoners in this castle. Give me your word that you will not try to escape.
I give you my word, Lancelot.
Tomorrow at dawn, your majesty, I'll take you back to King Arthur.
Have you really made up your mind not to escape, Mordred?
Of course I haven't. There is a secret underground passage. We can escape by that.
Who's there?
Malfoy Bunce.
Come in.
I've got a plan which will enable us to get rid of Sir Lancelot.
Tell me what it is.
The queen is asleep in a room in the tower, and her knights are asleep in front of the door. Is there any other way into the queen's room?
Yes. There's a secret door that you approach by a hidden staircase. What's your plan?
Imagine what would happen if I took some fresh chicken's blood and spread it all over the queen's room while she was asleep.
I see. I wounded Sir Lancelot, and he'll be accused of going to the queen's room at night. The king will have him executed for high treason.
Be quick and carry out your plan, Maldrovance. The rest of us will be far away tomorrow.
It's time for the queen to be awakened. Make way at the door there.
Oh, is it morning already?
Surely not.
I still feel tired.
Make way there.
Come in.
Did you sleep well, your majesty?
I slept perfectly, thank you, Sir Maldrovance.
But your majesty, are you wounded?
What do you mean?
Where has all this blood come from?
Blood? Dear heaven. How did it get there?
Perhaps Sir Lancelot could explain that to you.
Sir Lancelot?
Gentlemen, come here.
Thank you, sir.
Has one of you been wounded?
Yes, Sir Lancelot.
Where is he?
He didn't sleep here.
No, of course he didn't. He was in the Queen's room. There's blood to show that he was.
It's impossible.
It can't be true.
Get in.
We were all asleep in front of the door.
You're forgetting something, though.
A secret door.
This is how he got in. Yesterday he saved the Queen. Last night he came to her room. I'm going to inform the King of this.
I cannot believe you, Malgrivens.
In spite of the pain it gives me, Your Majesty, I must not conceal anything from you. The Queen and Sir Lancelot are betraying you.
Lancelot is the bravest and the most faithful of my knights. Don't forget that, Malgrivens.
Lancelot has hidden in Lady Eleanor's castle, Your Majesty. Invite him to come to your court. When he has come, let it be made known that you're going to leave for a few days hunting. While you're away, he'll go to the Queen's room again. I myself, with the most faithful knights, will stand in front of the door. When the traitor comes out, that will be the proof.
If the Queen and Sir Lancelot are plotting against me, I shall be pitiless. But if you have lied to me, Malgrivens, you will die in the most awful torment.
Why must I not come with you, Your Majesty?
Somebody must stay to look after the Queen, and it is to you that I entrust this task, my dear friend. Goodbye.
I owe you a most humble apology, Sir Lancelot. Suspicion fell on you because of me.
Did you not try to make me lose favor in the King's eyes?
I confess my fault. Please don't hold it against me any longer. Lancelot.
Let us make peace then, Maldrivance. I forgive you.
I am overcome with joy at your words. Queen Guinevere has pardoned me as well. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot to tell you. Her Majesty is a little unwell, and she has to stay in her room. She would like to speak to you. Go quickly, Sir Lancelot. Don't keep the Queen waiting.
Gentlemen, listen to me. The King has demanded some proof of the Queen's treachery against him. I tried to dissuade him, but he insisted.
The Queen would never betray the King, Malgrivens. I suspect you of trying to cast suspicion upon her.
Why should I do such a thing?
To compromise Sir Lancelot. You hate him. Everybody knows that.
I would challenge you on those words, Sir Gawain. But I say no more than this. While you have been insulting me, Sir Lancelot has been plotting with the Queen in her room.
You're lying!
Do you think so? Follow me then, gentlemen, and you will see that I have the proof the King has asked for.
Sir, how dare you come into my room like this?
But, Your Majesty, I was told that you asked for me to come.
Who told you that?
Sir Malgrivens.
I didn't ask you to come. But I'm frightened of Malgrivens. He's plotting some treacherous scheme. Go quickly.
Here we are.
It's too late.
We know that you are there, Lancelot. Come out.
It was a trap. What are we going to do?
We must expose the whole of Malgrivens' treachery to the knights.
They won't believe us. Everything's against
us. If you won't come out, we shall have to come in.
So it was true then. You were plotting against the King.
Let me explain what happened.
I don't want to hear your explanations. You are a treacherous and disloyal knight.
If I had a sword, you wouldn't insult me as you are doing now.
Catch this sword then and defend yourself.
I am innocent, Gawain, I swear it.
You swear false.
Don't kill him, Gawain. His life belongs to the King.
No one will kill me, Malgrivens. I shall live to avenge this treachery.
Watch out! Don't let him escape.
We shall meet again, Malgrivens.
declare that the Council of the Knights of the Round Table is here assembled. Announce the reason for our assembly.
Sir Arthur, noble knights, you are here assembled to judge the Lady Guinevere, Queen of England, and Sir Lancelot of the Lake, who have been found guilty of the crime of high treason. Sir Malgrivance, would you tell us again your reasons for this accusation?
Noble knights, it is with the deepest grief that I tell you. Yes, with the profoundest sorrow.
We all know your feelings, Sir Malgrivance, but simply tell us the facts.
For a long time, I have suspected the Queen of plotting with Sir Lancelot against King Arthur. Yesterday, in the company of several knights, I surprised Sir Lancelot in the Queen's room. We tried to arrest Lancelot, but he managed to flee. I swear that what I have just said is the truth. Sir Gawain can witness to it.
Can you bear out this accusation, Sir Gawain?
Heaven is my witness that I saw this. Yes, Lancelot was in the Queen's room plotting against the king.
Noble knights, you all know the punishment for the crime of high treason. The man will be executed. The woman will be burnt at the stake. Sir Gawain, do you pronounce the Queen and Sir Lancelot guilty?
Guilty.
Sir Sagramore, guilty. Count Bedivere?
Guilty.
Sir Ethelred?
Guilty.
Baron Galascorn?
Guilty.
Sire, do you pronounce the Queen and Sir Lancelot guilty of the crime of high treason?
Yes. Guilty.
The Queen will be taken to the square in front of the cathedral, and there, before all the people assembled, she will be burnt at the stake.
Miseriatur tui omnipotens Deus, gloria patri et filio et spiritui sancto. Madam, before you face the final judgment, confess your sins.
I am innocent.
God is our sovereign Lord. Trust in his infinite mercy.
Go back! Go back! The executioner is coming to start the flames. Do your work as you must do, executioner, and don't waste time.
What is that noise?
It's Sir Lancelot of the Lake. He's at the head of 100 knights.
Stop! The Queen is innocent. I swear it before God.
Let that man be taken.
Noble knights, let us save the Queen. At last, I have found you again, Malgrivance. Treacherous, villainous knight.
Have mercy on me, Lancelot. Spare my life. I shall confess everything.
It's too late now, Malgrivance.
Sir Lancelot, you must expiate your treachery now.
Your Majesty, I cannot fight against my king. If it be your will, kill me.
So it must be. Treacherous knight! But by the heavens, my sword refuses to touch him. It's turning away, and now it's coming towards me. What does this mean? Ah, I remember.
But if ever the day should come that you want to strike a faithful friend, the sword will turn against you.
Sir Lancelot, I realize now that you didn't betray me.
No one is a more faithful servant to your Majesty than myself. You see that Queen Guinevere never plotted against you.
Lancelot, you have brought me to life again. Let the Queen be freed. Let there be no more fighting. Lancelot is my friend. Tomorrow the traitors will be punished. But this evening there will be great rejoicing in the castle.
But are you leaving us, Sir Lancelot?
Yes, Your Majesty. I am going back to my own country, Brittany.
Is Lady Eleanor going with you?
We are going to be married, Your Majesty.
You are taking my best and my most faithful knight away from me.
My sword will ever be ready to defend your cause on the other side of the high seas, sire.
One day, perhaps, Sir Lancelot, you will be called upon to remember your promise. I am told that the knights in Brittany are plotting against me, and I'm thinking that I should have to go there.